Ah, so it is a good day to you, huh? So very good to see you. Your lights are bright, you're shining. You look vibrant and alive. You've got so much information in your little heads. You all have red eyes like you're stoned, huh? All that energy and all that information is just percolating in the cells of your body. And how powerful is that? How concretized all this energy is coming through, huh? We are concretizing it in your cells. Know and understand that this energy is exactly what you walk out with. This vibration is exactly what you are connecting for. It is exactly what your energy is expanding into, to know that all of those visions are happening right now. All you have to do is put it out there, and everyone's going to go to Italy after they go to Thailand with us. Understand and know that that intention is clarifying through your energy. And as it is clarifying through your energy, we activate those parts of yourself that you did not know you even needed to have activated. So trust that energy. And as you are focusing so truly on yourself, that vibration is coming through in new and different ways to open your heart, to clarify your mind, and to set yourself on that path that you are choosing, and to know that with that possibility, you are love, you are power, you are presence, and we say yes to you. And as we say yes to you, we know that you say yes to your family. You love that vibration. And that comes from your heart. And as it comes from your heart is that healing place. And with that healing place, know and understand that even though things may seem a bit complicated at first, and even though everything seems like it's falling apart, it is not. All is in that divine order. And as it is in that divine order, know that your work, your plerk, is moving to a new level. And as it moves to a new level, there's a new level of connection here on this planet to allow that business to come through. For you are a part of the new masculine energy that are here in this room. You are a part of that vibration of masculine and feminine. And with that energy, trust, we know you do. You are of service on all levels. And with that service, that energy comes through. And when it comes through, that vibration anchors into that space. And as that vibration anchors into that space, woohoo, we celebrate all that energy. And as you celebrate all that energy, as you know that your voice is being heard, you know that the clarity that is coming through you is working in your favor and in your favor. For with that energy, with that intonation of that silence, we know you are not silent. We know that you are an observer, taking it all in. And with that observation of taking it all in, open your heart. Trust that you are in the right spot at the right time, everywhere. Yes. And in that energy, we notice that no one noticed that you two sat together all the time. You changed places, but you pretty much sat together.
Husband.
That's okay. We separate them. Not long term, but just for the moment. So you know that a part of your comfort is defined by your relationship. So we ask you to find your comfort on your own. And then when the two of your relationship comes together, it forms the super relationship. You see what we say? And understand that energy that connects heart to heart. And with that energy that connects heart to heart, know that your vibration is shifting. You know that, don't you? Woohoo! How much more can you shift, huh? Well, shift happens. Yes? And then you're going to concretize it and make it easefully through this planet. Huh? That is what you are working with. Know that this world is new. So all that energy as to how you thought it was going to be, it is not any longer. Take a deep breath. And so it is. We know, dearest, dearest divine crystalline being, you're even beyond the indigo. You know that, yes? No. You are even beyond the indigo. Now you know. You don't even know what that means. No. What that means is all the energy and all the emotion and all the feeling, all the conversation from all others come to you. That is why that old fear comes in. Are you ready to live fearlessly?
Yes.
Are you ready to let all those old beliefs and old programs from 750 lifetimes
yes.
go? Yes. Take a deep breath. And again, take a deep breath. You are the power and the presence of love on this planet. Trust that energy. And we're going to build a cabin just for you, dearest.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And you will be underwhelmed by it all. It'll have a bed, though.
Yes. That's all I need, a bed and a clear roof.
Yes. Understand that you have been an example for everyone's language here. So we thank you for that. We honor you in that energy of positivity. To know that the positivity is expanding right here. And with that positivity, all those other things are going by the wayside and you will live easefully in perfect divine flow. Yes. And with that flow comes a unity that you have not experienced so far. Breathe. A vibration within you that you have not had in this lifetime is coming through you now. And with that vibration, you think, what in the world are we talking about? There's more changes? Holy smokes. Only that's not what we heard. Understand that with that letting go of some old ways is about the newness of you. And then everything shifts in magnificence. Huh? Trust that. Trust that. And as you trust that, that vibration comes through bigger and better, and you're so excited that you almost come on the wrong day. Huh? Know that that is the way life is. That is the way to be excited like that every single day. To acknowledge that all that knowledge, all that old energy, all that wisdom, we activate for your memories of your ancestors in the indigenous of this planet. You are here as a protector. You know that. You must also protect yourself. Breathe. Because you are the only ones that are in the room, huh? All these others, they're illusions. Pretty serious illusions. But they are illusions. Everything that you choose is coming to pass. We know your divine vibration is in flow. But we also know that there's things that you are choosing that you've in the past not even spoken. Are you ready to claim that? Yes, we are ready too. It will be exciting when we claim it. We can do the high 10. We've never done high 10 before. That was a good solid one too, huh? Understand that in that vibration of sound, that vibration of sound acknowledges the energy that may have blocked you in the past. You are a divine being of light. You know this on the inside. Now it's coming through on the outside, and it's like, I don't know what to do with it all. Trust it. Trust that intention and trust that vibration and trust that knowledge. And as you are trusting that knowledge, breathe. We don't know why when we come before people, sometimes they just stop breathing. And you're wishing you had a tissue. Ours is dirty, but there's one right there. You don't need it now. Understand and know that what is past is past. That ceiling is gone. You are the new you. Take a deep breath. And as that new you comes to pass, as that vibration comes in, you just never know what is going to happen, do you? It comes through, and in that regularity, you realize that, well, I'm doing this already, eh? And as I'm doing this already, we accentuate the easefully type of flow. Isn't that the word? Easefully. And that energy is creating that intention. That energy is flowing through you as you breathe. Are becoming more you. Is that okay? Yes. And we don't even know what that means yet, do we? And that's okay. Yes. You'll know it when you feel it, huh? As you understand that sometimes even all of the education and all of the energy can cloud that focus. We want to see you on TED Talks. We want to see that your research has shifted this planet in ways that they do not even know yet. Because that is possible. But you must keep your heart open as you move forward. And as you keep your heart open when you move forward, you are the channel. So there may be 5 famous channels on the planet. So trust that energy. Trust the information that is coming through you to be cool, pure, wisdom. Let that ego step aside. Your information is very clear. As long as you don't get that in the way. Huh? Yes. Breathe. You've been a channel for over 4,000 years. It's time to do it again. This time you will not be hung. You will not be guillotined. You will not be stoned. You will be revered for the wisdom that is coming through you. Breathe. Let go of that fear. Take a deep breath. Better. Excellent. Ah, the smiling wonder right here. I don't think we've ever looked at you without you smiling. Are you smiling on the inside too? Trust that energy. Trust, oh, we're walking on your feet too. We love to walk on people's feet because we're activating your foundation. When we activate your foundation, you will be grounded as well as connected. Because we know sometimes it is difficult to be grounded. Huh? And as it is difficult to be grounded, your heart opens and you feel all this energy. Know that you can protect yourself from all of this energy. Surround yourself sometimes in a triple bubble of protection, asking that only positivity comes through. You understand? And keep your feet on the ground. Because her head's in the clouds. Ah, so is yours. So as you discover more and more about who you believed that you were, you will see the new you is even more magnificent. The new you is clear without all that old jumble in the brain, all that old talk about this and that and the other. And sometimes it is all right to turn the music down and breathe into the stillness that is within you. For in that stillness are the answers. So you can speak them. Is that all right? Good, because we already did it. Yes, you who make the world a more beautiful place, one face at a time. Yes. Understand that you can set those little "You Are Beautiful" stickers anywhere you want, and they will pick them up. Trust that energy here as you magnify that peace of your presence on this planet. And as you magnify that peace, we anchor it to know that things are going to be rearranging themselves in the next few months. Huh? For a positive note. Huh? Is that all right? We talk to him too because he's a part of that too, that rearrangement. As you trust that rearrangement, know that the beauty of this planet starts here. And it is just being seen here. We know you know that. Be not afraid to speak and teach others in groups like this. Understand what we say? For you see, sometimes it is about that energy. It is about that challenge that one sees in the world that shifts. Sometimes our vessel Marilyn drips. We would hate to drip on you as we turn our head and fling it around. And then we come touch you, but know that there's no germs here. You know, you walked on the planet the same time as the Master Yeshua. That is where you met the vessel Marilyn. That is why she had to ride with you today. And to know that you know, as she knows, and he knows, he is not the savior of the world, but a magnificent teacher, as you are. And as you teach, open the heart. Teach with that love that is truly inside. And understand that with that vibration of love comes a new connective point of you. And with that connection, your future unfolds with a bright light. Breathe into that. And as that future unfolds with the bright light, we clear your throat chakra so you can speak. We clear your heart so you can feel. We clear the pathways from your hips to the floor so you can walk comfortably and travel the world over if that is what you choose. Is that all right? Good, because it's too late. In that energy, know that your crown is opening today in new ways. So you may be getting more information than you thought possible. Keep that pen and paper handy and write it down, because we see a book there in your future. You may want to record it. That way, let somebody else write it. Huh? Good idea, huh? Ah, good idea. Ah, a forerunner. A first waver. That decided to step back into the background. I thought, oh, I'm not quite ready for this planet yet. Now you are. Trust yourself. Trust the life that you have chosen. And your family is very close to your energy. You have a sweetheart? Good. You have children? Be aware that we see children in your presence. So if that is not your choice, they may come from surprising directions. Surprise. Trust that energy. And one with the wisdom of the elfin kingdom in your fingertips. You did not know that, did you? But you care for the plants, yes? And you talk to them. And you sing to them. Sing to them. Your song has not been heard for maybe 20 centuries. So it is time for the earth to hear your healing again. And we know you're saying, but I can't really sing. Change your bracelet. You can. The plants do not care what note you sing. They just want to hear your voice again. You spoke your voice today. We are proud that you opened that energy. You are not invisible ever again. Breathe. Ah, you the teacher of the world, huh? The magnificent, the power-filled, the easefully. We know you've let your piss-osity go. We know that you have let that old energy of the past go. Congratulations. And now you are in turn teaching others to open their heart to themselves And that is the powerful one. As you see, you have worldwide stages that are asking for your wisdom. Take the next steps. Huh? Is that all right? We'll remove any blockages from your future. And here you just were someone's mother coming in because they wanted you to. Yes, and you are the wisdom. Trust yourself. Trust that energy. And as you trust that energy, you hold that focus of light here. Breathe. Breathing in and out works better. There you go. We thank you for that. For you see, that energy comes through in surprising ways. And we know you say yes to you. Yes. And with yes to you, you stand tall and firm in the joy of you as a magnificent being of light, as a magnificent teacher, as a magnificent healing practitioner. In whatever you do, it does not matter. That is just the livelihood. That energy comes through your wisdom. The indigo is here for the next generation. You know this. The indigo is connecting in to the future of this planet. Take a deep breath. And love that. With that energy, the power and the presence of the Arcturian and the Pleiadian right here together in the same family. Woohoo, you do have your hands full. So with that energy, know that everything is possible. The last person that questioned the possibility that we know to get into MIT, we made them claim it. They got a full ride scholarship. A full ride scholarship. And while they were at MIT for their master's or their doctorate, we do not know, they invented a device that will change the medical profession. As you will, whether it is the medical profession or not. Trust that is possible. Breathe. You are worthy. Well, let us say MIT is worthy of you. Breathe. You know, in and out. There you go. Much better. Yes. Ah. Yes, we've got some good men here, don't we? That carry that perfect balance. With that perfect balance, know that the energy comes through clearly, easily. For you are learning. You are open. You are receiving wisdom. You are activating that portion of your brain as well that carries the ancestors' memories. Remember those painful parts and let them be healed. And remember and trust those wisdom parts and move forward, ego-free. Can you do that? We know you can. So with that energy, it's like, oh, they're coming to me. What do I do now? Oh, I hope I don't cry. I hope I don't laugh. I hope I don't pass gas, whatever. We needed to open your heart just a bit. You've shifted a great deal this weekend, huh? Please take that shift with you and know that it will continue as it opens your heart to expand that energy. And as it opens your heart to expand that energy, that mask that you cover your face with sometimes will go away. Oh, breathe. Oh, I'm going to cry. Oh, dear. Ah, yeah. You see, that just releases pressure. Those waterworks. And you've got a little pressure to let go of, huh? And it washes the face, so that is good. And then you can go have a facial from there. So with that energy, know that you are anchoring in to your foundation all the way into the earth. Trust that energy and allow it to vibrate freely. You who are reinventing yourself. Huh? As you reinvent yourself, know that the answers are still coming through. It is important that you write them down or record them. You are magnificent, just exactly as you are. You are magnificent. Breathe. And with that magnificence, you can let go of any old paradigms that no longer serve your highest good. Are you ready for that? Good. Breathe. Ah, powerful. Yes. Little Joya, you are a joy, you know that, yes? Because with that joy, you open people's hearts. With that joy, you are worthy of your beautiful home, your beautiful life, your beautiful, exquisite presence, and all the abundance that goes with it. So trust those old programs to be cut away. Trust that old pain in your heart to be gone. And to move forward with dance and perfect, perfect balance. Ah. Here we are. And you who also sit in the back, not to be spoken, not to speak, not to clap, breathe. You are in a human body this time. You need to breathe in and out. All that pain inside of your heart, it's time to just let it go. Just surrender it to us. We'll transform it. We love you so much. We just want to transform all of that. Breathe. You know, you work so hard to keep all that pressure inside. It's going to affect you someday. Are you ready to let it go?
Yes. I mean it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do mean it. So when you're in your shower, you have a shower. When you're in your shower, we want you to feel our energy there. And just let the waterworks go. Let them flow freely. And all that pain and trouble will go down the drain. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Will that be easy for you to do? No one can see you in the shower but us. And we don't have a body. We don't have a body. We look like that mist up on the board. So, breathe. As that energy comes through, You are each the explorers of this planet. Some of you are very impressed that we know how to work a microphone. But our vessel Marilyn drips a lot because she is indeed empathic. So she feels what you feel. We do not. Because that would not serve. But we have discovered that the human emotion is the most powerful force on this planet for creativity. And you need no one's permission. We want you to get a song. It is by Karen Drucker. You can ask the vessel Marilyn. It is called I Give Myself Permission. And you can play it in your headphones in case you don't want anyone else to hear. It will strengthen your vibration. You can tell the Atlantean priestesses by their moonstones. You know that is true. That you were in Atlantis and one of the priestesses. You were an oracle presenting wise wisdom. And then when it fell, you took that guilt with you. Are you ready to let that go? It was only a few 100,000 years ago. Take a deep breath. Trust yourself. Trust your light. Trust your vibration. And move beyond where you think possible. Huh? As you move beyond where you think possible, you think, how can that be? Isn't the possible here already? No. For dearest divine being, you carry the presence and the vibration totally of you. And with that presence and that vibration totally of you, it anchors into your pineal. And as it anchors into the pineal, trust yourself. Trust that voice. Trust that clarity. You are a sage. You are a divine teacher. Doesn't matter whether you have a classroom. You teach those you come in contact with. And the wisdom comes through and you think, where did that come from? Huh? That is your higher self. Some of the wisest in this energy. So trust that and help yourself get out of the way. Huh? The fourth most famous channel on the planet.
Claim it.
Yes, you do. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the most famous channel on the planet. It is possible. You have wisdom coming through you. Breathe. We know that you don't always let others see your soul. You believe that you do, and they believe that you do as well. We see you. We see your love, we see your light, we see your wisdom, we see your teaching, we see your eagerness. You are a part. Every masculine energy here is a part of the new vibration of the masculine on this planet, which is a perfect balance of masculine and feminine. As that comes through you, breathe into your heart. Breathe into your soul. Let that ego be quiet. Arisu no kamakiatia. Lakia Oshanika. Asikonuma. Alikonumasitia. You say the last class changed your world. Wait till now, dearest. We know who you are. We see you. You are the activator. Breathe into that. Nod your head. I am the activator. And you know it is not a profession for the faint of heart. But you can handle it. Breathe. Asion Nakashi. Asino Aichikindia. Breathe. Yes, it is our pleasure and our honor. So as you understand that pleasure and that honor that you have witnessed, you are each a part of that energy. You know that. You are each channels in this world. You are each presenters. See what you have to look forward to? Yes, it is pretty impressive. To have how many famous channels in your sight? Oh, 42? You see, that energy comes through, no matter what, in ways that you least expect it, no matter what. And anything that seems to come from ego, which we know that is not your intention, it just clears the pathway for something better. We don't believe we missed anyone. If we did, you must speak now. So in that energy, in that vibration, this is what you are doing. You are opening the heart of the planet. You are creating that resonance in the planet. You are creating that vibration within you. And therefore it goes beyond you into the planet. For the planet. For we know some of you think, oh, I didn't want to come to this planet. How did I get here? Yet you volunteered. You volunteered to come here as a visitor because you are indeed from the future back here to assist with this shift. So you might as well enjoy it while you're here because they will keep you here until you do. You understand what we say. You each have a plight. You each have a mission. Some of you have a mission to travel the world over, like the vessel Marilyn and the Joy. Some of you have a mission to be of service to the planet and connect heart to heart with others. Some of you have a mission to expand and work on the root, which goes through the soul star chakra. Some of you have a mission that you may not even know about yet, and you're still willing to say yes to it. Because you know it will be magnificent. And some of you have a mission to shift the consciousness within you. And as you shift the consciousness within you, you see what can happen. You see that energy comes through you, to you, because of you and with you. Be willing to step forward as you are. It is a power-filled energy as you concretize all life in magnificence. For you see, you are each the heart of this planet. You are each the eyes of this planet. You are each the truth of this planet. You are each called upon to be you. And that is what we love the most. To just be you. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to do anything. Just let go of anything that's not you. Because you are beautiful. Yes? Or maybe you can say you are handsome. Yes? Maybe you can say that you are love. Yes? You see, love wins all. With that energy. And as that love wins all, know that the planet, from this little community of Ann Arbor, even though you had to drive 12 hours to get here, what's a road trip? We love road trips. To be able to live a fearless life, a fear-free life, to be able to take the world to Italy, or somewhere else, or just be present. We would like to play a song for you to get who you are into the cells of your body. One last effort, because your energy fields now are about 50 feet across. Yes. So your energy field strikes all the way over to Jake. And into the other meeting room next door. So that is that manifesting machine to remember.
You are the heart.
That is who you are.
You are the hands. You are the voice. Spirit on earth, and who you are, and all you do is a blessing to the world.
Remember, you are always a blessing to the world. This is the signal of namaste. I honor you.
You are the heart.
You honor me.
You are the hands.
We are
you
all
are
together.
The voice of spirit.
You are the voice of spirit.
And
earth.
Who you are and all you,
are
you do is
your
a blessing to the world.
As a blessing.
You are the spirit on earth, and who you are, and all you do is a blessing to the world.
You see,
we are the heart,
we are, look around,
we are the hands, we are the voice of spirit.
Yeah, you can touch each other, absolutely.
Circle,
you might as well make a big circle. so caught up in all of those details, don't we? We get so caught up in all of those things in the human form to see how we work. And we're not sure we want to touch each other's hands because it's kind of a gushy thing. Especially after the vessel Marilyn has dripped on hers. Trust who you are.
Of spirit on earth, and who I am, and all I do is a blessing to the world. I'm a blessing to the world. I'm a blessing to the I am the heart, I am the hands, I am.
Trust who you are, dearest beings of light. Trust your love. Trust your courage. Trust your message. Trust your truth. Trust your wisdom. Trust your own heart and your own love and your own energy to always flow freely in the presence of you. For you deserve all that you choose. You are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the next evolutionary step of humanity. You are. Trust that. And we love it that we're still swaying to the music. Inflow, yes, inflow. So every time you hear music, you'll move to it and think of this magnificent circle of light beings. We love you deeply. We see each of you. We see your heart. We see your joy. We see your pain and your fears. We see your questions. We see your stance to be proud and strong as you're quaking on the inside, thinking, I don't know how to do this yet. And when you take a deep breath, you realize you do. Awareness, choice, breathe, intention. Elevate your emotion. Take action. And boom, it is done. As are we. We love you deeply. And we bid you namaste.